Del Monte Smelts and Jewelers. This is Brandon speaking.
Hey, Brandon. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
I'm doing pretty well. How have you been?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Your bill has kind of beat us down a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sorry to hear about Sala and everything that transpired after the fact. Or actually, no, he was already fired at that point, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's been a rough ride so far, but I don't know, we got Devonta Adams, so everyone thinks that'll turn everything around, but I'm not too sure about it. I think it'll help, but not as optimistic as everyone else is.
Yeah, I feel like wide receiver wasn't really your problem. I mean, you guys have weapons.
Yeah, no, we do. I think it's more of like a chemistry thing because it seems like he hasn't really been on the same page with everybody else. Like, he's been starting to click with Garrett, but outside of him, it's and Lazard too. But I mean, it should open up the field for Breece also, which is huge, but I don't know, I guess we'll see. We got a big game Sunday night, so.
Who do you guys play Sunday night?
We have the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Should be a tough one because their defense
Russell
is
Wilson may start that one is what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know why they're doing that, but I mean, it's better for us because we've struggled against mobile quarterbacks, so I don't know why they would make the change now. But I don't know. Unless he's doing it to make us game plan for two different quarterbacks, which is...
Both, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which kind of would make sense, and then just stick with Fields, and then we're just thrown off completely.
Yeah, right.
So...
Yeah.
But,
well, hopefully Devontae will, like you said, bring some chemistry to Aaron Rodgers, give him a little bit more confidence. Do you think he was behind the Sala firing at all, Rodgers?
I don't think so, because he even said in like an interview that if he plays better, then Sala still has a job there. So he kind of pretty much like owned up to it and said, like, look, I've been playing pretty bad the past few games, and if things were different and they were literally one-score games. If he drives down the field and scores, we win those games, and we're 4-2 instead of 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Or if Zuerlein could make a kick, jeez.
Yeah, him too. I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely insane. But no, there's definitely more problems than just receiver. So I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yep. Well, it's a long season, so. Especially with 17 games now, you can rebound and get right back in it. And heck, I mean, the AFC East, I don't see any. I mean, I know Buffalo's the front runner, but it's not like they're running away with the division either.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and then Buffalo just got Amari Cooper, so that was big for them.
That was a pretty good signing for them. Yeah, that was a good trade.
Yeah, I would be mad if I didn't have him in fantasy. But I have him in fantasy, so I'm kind of happy about it.
Not the worst thing that could happen to your fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Josh Allen or Deshaun Watson? Tough decision.
Oh, dude. I mean, he was just rotting away over there, so better to give him to a team who's at least has Super Bowl contention.
Right. The guy in my league that actually has Amari Cooper has Josh Allen as well, so he lucked out big time.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Of course, and a huge Bills fan on top of it all, so that was only, sending him over the edge.
That is insane. Yeah, I had him in two already, and then I traded for him in another. I'm highly invested in him, so I'm hoping he does good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are you pretty doing pretty well in fantasy this year?
Decent. I mean, I'm kind of pretty much even in most leagues, but in one I have a really good team that I'm expecting to go pretty far. But other leagues, it's just so many injuries and stuff. It's insane.
This season's been weird. Just.
It's been
between injuries
very,
and then
very
I
weird.
haven't really gotten a good feel with. Who's really like standout performers either. It seems like it's every position it bounces from week to week who really is the best guy.
Yeah, you never know. It's not like how it was years ago. where, like, you have your, I mean, yeah, of course, you still have, like, your studs, but there were always, like, you had people locked in who, even if they weren't, like, the top five, were still going to produce, but I don't know, it's definitely weird this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that is it. What were you, just calling to check if we needed anything?
Yeah, I was just checking in, and I realized it's Jewish holiday. John's probably not in.
Yeah, he was off yesterday and today. He will be in on Monday, and I think he's off also next Thursday and Friday as well.
Okay.
But, no, I'll definitely, I mean, for me, I don't need anything at the moment. I'll definitely let him know you called, though. And, yeah, if he needs anything, I'll have him give you a ring back.
All right, sounds good, Brandon.
All right. Well, good luck to you and your fantasy teams this week.
Thank you. You as well.
Not so much good luck to the Bills, but I'm sure they'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Bills. I'm a Cowboys fan, so, hey, whatever happens to the Bills, have at it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I thought you were a Bills fan for some reason.
No. I hope they lose.
Okay. Yeah, Cowboys are another story, but
yeah, Cowboys.
Can,
I mean, hey, I may need. I may need to jump on the Bills bandwagon. Actually,
it's just insane what's going on. But I don't know.
Yeah, I feel no optimism for the boys this year.
Yeah, brutal. I feel ya.
Yeah.
All right,
I hope
Tom.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
All right.
I will speak
Banner.
To you soon.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too. Bye.